Well, the Community Preservation Act is a statewide program that can be adopted by municipalities through their voters, and it puts down a small surcharge on individual tax bills that go to create a fund, a local fund, that can be used to acquire or improve parks, playgrounds, conservation areas, bike trails, community gardens, historic buildings, and housing. So in Springfield, it is a 1.5% levy that's being proposed with an exemption of the first $100,000 of everyone's value. That translates to the average Springfield homeowner paying about $10 a year, and altogether we would be able to raise $1 million. That would be augmented by a distribution from the state CPA trust fund that would bring it upwards of maybe $1.25 million that can be spent locally on those activities.
What would the average homeowner get for their 10 additional dollars that they're going to be paying?
Well, what happens is that the money stays locally, so every year the city would be raising about $1 million and having it augmented by several hundred thousands from the state. The program is administered by a community preservation committee, which according to state law has to be at least five people, one coming from the Planning Board, Park Commission, Conservation Commission, Housing Authority, and Historical Commission, and up to four other members if City Council decides, and when they create the ordinance that actually implements CPA. And proposals are brought to this committee, who vet them to make sure that they comply with the state CPA regulations, and then send their recommendations on to City Council. So it is something that not only city departments can propose, let's say, renovations to a park or the creation of a bikeway or a walking path in conservation area, but nonprofits can bring in historic proposals or housing proposals or open space proposals. So it's unlike the normal municipal budgetary process, which is top-down, where a mayor or a town manager crafts a budget with the department heads. This is a bubble-up experience where citizens bring proposals to the CPA committee, who sends them on to the City Council.
The Community Preservation Act has been a local option in Massachusetts for about 15 years. Why now in Springfield? Why is Springfield just getting to do it at this point?
Well, that's a good question. I cannot explain why various administrations have not raised the issue as an option. It's always, you know, difficult for politicians because it's to ask people to pay more money. But this year, there were citizens who raised the issue with the City Council, and the City Council was receptive to the idea and said, sure, the folks should be able to vote, because the bottom line is the voters on November 8th get to decide whether they want CPA and are willing to, as our slogan is, give a little, get a lot.
So you think the time is right, finally, for Springfield to adopt this?
I think so. I think, you know, certainly there are already 161 communities in Massachusetts. That's almost half of Massachusetts cities and towns have adopted the program. And this fall, Holyoke, South Hadley, Boston, and about another four communities out in eastern Mass are having it on their ballot. So it's time that the Springfield voters at least got the option of saying whether they wanted to participate or not participate in the program.
Now, what are you doing to advocate for this?
Well, one, we're having an informational forum on Monday, September 12th. We are setting up meetings to go to all of the various neighborhood groups in Springfield over the next couple of months. We'll speak to anybody who wants us to come talk about CPA. There is the Springfield Preservation Advocacy Group members, and we'll be raising funds for lawn signs and for mailings and trying to get the word out that, you know, for a minimal amount, as a community, we can be raising a decent amount of money to do quality of life issues around the city.